ending as we look at our second text in honor of the Word of God. Revelation 21, 1 through 4. And this is what it says. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be His people, and God Himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. You can take a seat. The second thing that I want you to see as we are at the conclusion of the book of Revelation is this. The day is coming when heaven and earth will be remade and united. The day is coming when heaven and earth will be remade and united. You know, I think a lot of people have a false picture in their mind of what the last days are going to look like. I think a lot of people have a false image in their mind of what the end of days, what's going to happen. I think a lot of us, for some reason, we think that at the end, we expect the earth will be destroyed. And everything else that's like pure and holy and true and has remained faithful, that will continue to exist in some sort of perfect heavenly realm. But what I'm here to tell you this morning, church, is that's not the picture that Revelation paints for us at all. What we see in Revelation is not heaven magnified and the earth destroyed, but we see a merger happen. Heaven will come down, the earth will be lifted up, and they'll become one. N.T. Wright describes it this way. He says, what God did in Jesus, coming to an unknowing world and an unwelcoming people, He's doing on a cosmic scale. He's coming to live forever in our midst, a healing, comforting, celebrating presence. Just so you don't think I'm crazy, this is the way that the Apostle Paul describes it in Ephesians. I want you to connect the dots here in theology to see that it's not just Revelation that paints this picture of heaven and earth being remade and united, but Paul speaks to it in Ephesians when he says, this is Ephesians chapter 1, 7 through 10. He says, in Christ we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of His grace, which He lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of His will according to His purpose which He set forth in Christ. This is it in verse 10. He says, as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in Him, things in heaven and things on earth. It's not destruction that we so much see at the end of the book of Revelation as much as it is unification. God is drawing all things unto Himself. He says the same thing in the book of Hebrews. He is reconciling all things unto Himself. In the future, He is going to remake heaven. He is going to remake earth, draw them into Him, and the two things are going to become one. You know, the God of the Bible cared enough about this world to send His Son into it. And the Son cared enough about this world to send the Spirit into it. And even now, as I'm up here preaching and talking, the Spirit is preparing the way for the Father to make His entrance into it. What we see at the end of the book of Revelation is the entire Trinity on our soil. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Son has come down. The Spirit is here now. The Father is on His way. In the Old Testament, you know, the people in the Old Testament were waiting for the Son to come. In the New Testament, particularly in the book of Acts, the people were waiting for the Holy Spirit to come. Church, where we are today, we are waiting for the Father to come. And when He does, the total and complete incarnation of this world will be finished. You know, on the day that Jesus first stepped foot on this earth, the process of heaven coming down began. And every act of love that we perform in Jesus' name by the power of the Holy Spirit, we are a part of seeing the kingdom of God advance in this place until one day the Father is going to come and He's going to complete the process. So what's this mean for us now? Well, it means that we plant trees and we love people who don't deserve it. It means we forgive people who hurt us and we lavish people in incredible acts of mercy and grace. It means that we tell people about the one who has come, the one who is here now, and the one who is still to come. It means that as a people who have been remade, we commit ourselves to being a part of the remaking. As a people who have been remade, we commit ourselves to being a part of the remaking. Church, the day is coming when heaven's coming down and the earth's going to be lifted up and they're going to be remade and they're going to be one. And that's something we're celebrating. Stand, if you would, as we sing together.